We are here with Lawrence Maroney, who has been working on some very interesting projects lately, and we're going to catch up with him and ask him about them. So, could you introduce yourself real quick?
Sure, my name is Lawrence Maroney. I'm a senior technology evangelist for Microsoft, and I'm focusing on the Silverlight technology, which, if you haven't heard of it by now, means I'm not doing my job.
Exactly.
So I want to show a couple of the projects we've been working on today, and in particular focusing on one for NASA. And if you haven't heard of them, then you're in big trouble. So NASA, the National Aerospace Space Association, I believe.
I think that's aerospace.
Like that. National.
We all know what
Hopefully
it is.
Hopefully the NASA people aren't watching this
right.
part. Okay, so NASA have been working with us on building out some good experiences and some next-generation web experiences to show off some of the cool projects that they're doing. And if you think our projects are cool, they pale in comparison to what NASA are doing.
Right.
And I've been working on them with some stuff using a technology called Photosynth.
Mm-hmm.
And Photosynth is a technology out of Microsoft Live Labs. And what it does effectively is it allows you to take a whole bunch of pictures of a scene, and then it calculates where these pictures overlay each other,
mm-hmm.
and then allows you to kind of build that into like a 3D representation of the scene.
Okay.
So I was given the opportunity to spend some time down at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena,
wow.
where they've built one of the coolest things you could ever see, and I wish everybody could go there. But what it is they call it the Mars Yard.
Mm-hmm.
What the Mars Yard is it's a it's an area that in the JPL itself where they've imported all these rocks and sands that closely mimic the surface of Mars so that they can test out the Mars rovers.
Okay.
So the idea is, like, if you remember the very first Mars rover, he was only like a little guy, and he might get stuck trying to go over a pebble, much
right.
less a boulder. And then the second Mars rovers, the ones that are currently up there, they were a bit bigger. But some of them, for example, had some trouble with craters.
Okay.
So they discovered, as the rover tried to drive over the lip of a crater to look down into the crater, that a lot of the sand and the pebbles that were covering the surface of the crater rolled away down the crater, and there was a slate-like rock underneath them,
uh-huh.
and the rover would actually started skidding on the rock and sliding
oh, wow.
down into the crater. And it took a monumental engineering effort on the behalf of the folks back here to actually get the thing to back up and out of the crater.
Uh-huh.
So they realized with the next rover that they're going to send up, and this guy is huge, you're going to see him in a moment,
uh-huh.
that, you know, if that guy started slipping down the crater, he's not coming back.
okay.
So, you know, part of the purpose of the Mars Yard is they've set up a thing like that where they have a slope with, you know, slabs and tiles, you know, covered with a fine layer of the type of sand that they expect to find on the surface of Mars, so they can test driving this guy up and down to make sure that he's going to work.
Hmm.
In addition to that, there's lots of other rocks, so they can test if he can drive over the rocks instead of driving around them.
Okay.
And lots of other cool stuff, like the rover itself, instead of they call it the Mars Science Lab. Hasn't been given a name yet, but the name's coming soon.
Uh-huh.
The Mars Science Lab, instead of carrying a huge chemical lab all the way to Mars, and you imagine the sophistication of doing that and doing chemical analysis and, you know, analyzing rocks and getting the results and sending them back. They decided to go the high innovation way,
uh-huh.
and they equipped this sucker with a great big laser.
Awesome. That's what we like, big robots with big lasers.
Yep,
that's great.
It's War of the Worlds, only the other way around, right?
Yeah.
H.G. Wells is spinning in his grave as we speak. So, but the idea is this laser will actually shoot the rocks,
huh.
and then based on the materials that evaporate off the surface of the rock, it can do a spectral analysis of them and then judge what material was in that rock.
Wow.
So that's a lot easier than going and drilling some stuff off it and then dipping it in acid and then dipping
mm-hmm.
it in something else and then dipping it in something else and then calculating results and trying to figure them out. So it's sometimes having a great honking big laser is a good thing, and this is one of them. So
okay.
what we did was we went down and we got access to the new Mars rover itself. We got it placed out into the Mars Yard,
mm-hmm.
and we just took a lot of pictures of it. And then we took those pictures back here, and we spent a lot of time working on doing lots and lots of different photosynths of those pictures until we found one set
mm-hmm.
that was able to give us the best possible representation of the rover. So folks, fellow taxpayers who are paying for the thing, you know that we can actually go and we can see where our money is being very, very well spent by the folks at NASA. Let's go take a look. So right now you can see this is a live site. It's marsprogram.jpl.nasa.gov. And if you go on there, you can see this photosynth, which is the Mars Science Lab rover in the JPL Mars Yard. So by default, it's going through a slideshow view of the actual rover itself. I'll make it full screen so we can see it a bit better. So if I go full screen, we can see the rover, and this is the one coming live off the web right now, and it's going around looking at the rover. And earlier I mentioned the laser, so if I select this highlight, it's going to pan around and it's going to show me the laser. So here's the laser here.
And it is.
So this is the rover itself. It's a great big rover. It took six people to carry it into place.
Okay.
And six very sweaty people who worked very, very hard to carry it into place. And I can take a little bit of a tour of the rover itself. So as you can see here, this is the head of the rover.
Uh-huh.
And so the laser is there. And you can see these two things that look basically like eyes.
Yeah.
Coming in. And that's where the spectrographs are going to be reading the results of the laser zapping the rocks. And there's a few other goodies on here. So if we look here, I'm going to move down and look at the rover's body. So this is going to give some of the indication of the size. And these wheels, while they're black, they might look like black plastic rubber. They're not. They're hardened aluminium. Sorry, This is the United States. They're hardened aluminium. So they can be used for actually driving over some of the rocks. And you see this, each wheel has an independent suspension.
Huh.
So we didn't have a test of it in action to show here, but the actual thing is able to independently drive over rocks if there's rocks
right.
in the way. So if they see something that's very, very interesting to analyze, for example, a Martian, then there's nothing's going to get in its way of going and analyzing it.
Sure.
So some of the other things about the rover, I can come on here and we can take a look at the rover, and this is the back of the rover where a lot of the instrumentation, is going to be protected.
Uh-huh.
And at the back here, this thing, let me see if I can move, the rover's tail, or I called it its butt.
Uh-huh.
So the rover's tail here is actually where the power plant is sourced.
Okay.
And, it's able to, generate its own power from this power plant. And actually, if you look very closely up here on the left-hand side of the image, you see those tiles?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the tiles that I was talking about that are used to, test it, actually see if it's going to slide down the slope or not.
Okay.
And this the way this area has been set up here is approximating the rim of a crater, so they can, test it sliding up and down that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look really, really closely, if you're looking at the synth online, there's a hose pipe here.
Oh.
And there's rivulets here. If I can zoom in.
Uh-huh.
I can't zoom in when I'm in full screen, sorry. But if you look at the rivulets here, what they've actually been doing is running some water down here to make these rivulets of water so that they can identify how water would look like if it had carved a way through this sand, through a slope of this, what would you call it, angle of the slope.
Uh-huh.
So that if this guy ever does actually see anything that matches those kind of patterns on Mars,
okay.
He will be able to flag it and say straight away, this is an area of interest that we want to take a look at.
Right. Very cool. So how do you build one of these for yourself?
So how I built this synth for myself and how we built these Mars synths was... we basically, you take a lot of pictures, and you take a lot of pictures of the scene itself, and the pictures themselves have to have a lot of overlaps.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if I was taking a picture of this book, if I was taking a picture of this book and I wanted a photosynth, I might take a picture where I'm seeing me and this part of the book, and
uh-huh.
then take another picture where you're seeing the whole part of the book and just a part of me. And then another picture where you're seeing this part of the book and the monitor behind.
Okay.
And moving around, taking a lot of overlapping pictures like that of an item or of a scene. And then on photosynth.net, you can sign in with your live ID. You can take your pictures. You can download a creation tool.
Okay.
You add your pictures to that one, uploads them, and you'll get a scene such as this one.
Wow.
So it's anybody can do it. It's free. Go and take a look. Let me try that. So I got to put my headphones on now to protect my hearing.
Yeah, you might have to talk real loud.
So can you pick me up?
Yes.
Okay, so over here, earlier we mentioned when we were talking about doing the synths and processing the synths that we had thousands and thousands of very high-resolution images from NASA, from JPL, and from the Mars Yard. So our folks in the HPC group gave us this baby to play with. And as you can see, it's a pretty hard-working machine, or should I say, as you can hear, it's a pretty hard-working machine. But this Cray was in there crunching the numbers, crunching the images, and helping us build out those synths.
Awesome.
Isn't she a beauty?
Yes, beautiful.